Welcome to Shom Achshav on the Daf Shir Sponsor Lui Nishma Sam Yaakov Shalom Le'abas Yitzchok. We're holding a Metzio Daf Tzadik Vov. The Gemara on the top of the base says that Rava told Rayan Bar Chama on a question that he asked, Lefum Churfo Shabashta. As the sharpness gets so strong, when someone is too churif, too sharp in his mind, that makes him make mistakes. And here's a place to point out what many G'dayle HaDorus were mazir, were warning, for somebody not to dwell into Charifus HaSeichel, into the sharpness of the mind, to do what's called pilpulin, going back and forth and building buildings based on the Svara of the Seichel, because when someone just relies on that, that can lead to mistakes. The Rivash in Shuvah and Simon Reisha in Aleph says, we saw chachamim beinenu that are mipulpul v'chorif, very, very sharp. And they are able to do kushus v'tirutzim, questions and answers, on every small thing. But because of their churfa, they're not able to get to halacha l'maisa. To come and know what's halacha, you need to have a straight seichel, a clear mind. When things are too much of a pilpul, too much of a back and forth, too much of sharpness, so then you're not able to come to a clear understanding of the halacha. And this leads to what the Sefer Orcha Tzadikim Shar Chavov, and what the Maharal in many places screw about the people that try to learn, they try to get to Lomdis and to Taisisim before they know the simple pshat of the Gemara. The Orcha Tzadikim is Ma'ach to say that you cannot compare the earlier generations to his generation, even his generations. Says in the early generations, they would sit in a sugyo for years after years after years. They had so much focus on the sugyo, they would be able to go and build buildings based on their understanding of the sugyo. But in our generation, when a person is learning a little bit here, a little bit there, to go and be focused and to try to do pilpulim based on something that we don't know really know so well, that just makes it heavier than Talmidim. And Talmidim lose the gishmakat in learning. They have all kinds of questions and answers. They don't really know the basics of the sugya. And brings an example to this with the Gemara and Bar Metzia says, there are Zeirf of add 40 Taniyos to forget Talmud Bavli, because he didn't want to be cause him tirdus. Talmud Bavli is full of pilpulim. Rabbi Zeir, in his level, when he came to Eretz Yisrael, he wanted to have a straight mind, like you have in the Talmud Yerushalmi. And continues on the Chetzidik and says, no, Niflamoid. He says, it says in the Medrash, someone did an aveiro, and he gets a punishment for Shemayim. What should he do? If he used to read one daf, he should read two dapim. If he knows he always chazes one perek, he should do it a few times that same perek. Or instead of one perek, he should do two prakim. So you see from here that the main tikkun in learning is to learn more. He didn't say, oh, if you had only one question in Lomdis, have two questions in Lomdis. If you were thinking of learning only a few minutes, try to think more deeply into learning. That's what it says. Just try to be maspik to learn, to cover more ground. And so forth, the Orcha Tzadikim is marich so much about the fact that the pilpulim of Hevel is not the way to learn. The Maharal, as we mentioned earlier, the Maharal brings in the Rechaim, Perek Vov, and then the Mishnah Zayin, and a few other places in the Sfarim, where he cries about their chalimud of his generation, which is really the Derech Limud of our generation. And he says the early generations, the way the Mishnah says, start slowly. When they got to 15, that's when they learned Gemara. They didn't jump steps. They learned the basics first. He says now everybody jumps. He says why people jump? Because of the pilpul. Because people are trying to be palpul divrei havoi b'halocha when they know that's not the real meaning of what they're learning. And they're just saying, I want to lechidude, I want to get sharper. But by doing pilpul, I'm getting sharper in learning, I'm able to learn better. And he says, doing pilpul, which is not a true pilpul, does not add anything to the havana and to the chidude learning. And by doing that, you're lacking in the actual basic learning and the knowing girsa, knowing the ideas of the Gemara, knowing the ideas of the limud, and doing pilpuling just lacks in that. And this is really all embedded in the words of the Gemara, the fum churfo shabashta. The more churf a person is, the more person uses the churfo, that brings it to shibush, to mistakes. And the first and ikar limud is to have the knowledge of Torah, knowledge as much as possible, and after that, one could come and do pilpulim shel emes. Anyone who wants to join the Shor Machshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shormachshava@gmail.com.